While we are still standing, I'd like to offer our scripture lesson for the sermon today, a slight detour from our series in Matthew's Gospel. I'll be reading to you from the 145th Psalm, the first three verses, Psalm 145, verses 1 through 3, a Psalm of David. I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Thus far, the reading of God's word, and all of God's people said. Amen. Join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, your greatness is truly unsearchable, and you are greatly to be praised. So now we ask that the clarity of your word penetrate our hearts and minds, and the presence of your Holy Spirit lead us to daily unto eternal praising of your matchless name. Train us now. Grant us clarity of thought and remove distractions. May we live lives thinking thoughts and speaking in ways that honor you. We pray this through Jesus Christ, and we long for your honor, for we bear your name. And all of God's children said, Amen. You may be seated. So yes, a break from our sermon series in the Gospel of Matthew, and this for a couple of reasons. The first reason is because we're getting a bit close to Advent and Christmas and Epiphany. And the passages that are right before us in Matthew's Gospel, Matthew 26, 27, and 28, refer to the arrest of Jesus, the trial of Jesus, the sufferings of Jesus, his crucifixion and his resurrection and ascension. Let's consider those during another time of the church year. That's one reason. But there's another reason why we're taking a pause from our sermon series in Matthew, and it's to encourage our focus, perhaps even a refocusing, a cleansing of the lenses, so that we may focus upon our Lord and His majesty. I would like to pause, I'd like all of us to pause and to point us to the praise of our Lord and His majesty. I am hopeful that by taking a look at the 145th Psalm, that this will help us deal with some of the distractions of these days. I'd like us to direct our attention to the Lord of glory and point to His present and ongoing reign. Sadly, the majesty and worth of our Lord, the praise of our Lord, is considered or treated by some as a topic that is impractical or non-essential. And that what we really need to do is to get into real life. We are today bombarded. We are called to consume certain things. We are called to be devoted to some immediately pressing matters, to the neglect of the abiding and the eternal. Psalm 145, receive now this invitation to lift our gaze, to get in focus, to sharpen our priorities, and to align our affections. May the Lord be so kind as to allow us to do this as we walk through the 145th Psalm. This psalm is an unapologetic and unwavering praise of the Lord and King, a constant looking at His works and His ways and His word. Praise of the Lord gets our attention off of ourselves. Praise of the Lord helps us discard some of those pesky distractions. This psalm, some details to begin with. We'll only be looking at the first three verses today, but here are some details. This psalm is actually called a psalm of David, a psalm from David. It's David's praise, a praise of David. Praise. The Hebrew word matters. It's tehillah, tehillah. The entire book of Psalms in the Hebrew Bible is called Tehillim, plural, the praises. This one's called Tehillah, a praise, just one praise of David. Now, it might surprise you, but this is the only psalm in the entire book of Psalms with this title. There's no other title that says a praise from David, David's praise. It's the only one. The 86th psalm is a prayer of David, but this one is a praise of David. And by the way, this is the last psalm which bears David's name. So David the king ends by praising the king. David the king ends by praising the king. David's praise, tehillah, is related to the word hallelujah. And you know what happens right after this psalm? The gate is open to what's called the hallelujah psalms. Psalm 146 through 150. Those are all hallelujah psalms. Psalms of praise. This one opens the gate. The 145th psalm is filled and overflowing with praise of the Lord. This is an example that we need to pause and consider. Because we are perhaps all too often self-absorbed. And we become rather praiseless creatures. This psalm is an example. This psalm contains a constant fragrance of faithful praise of a faithful God. This psalm has a steady soundtrack of praise, and that soundtrack provides guidance. Now, there are people in this congregation and throughout the world who have a steady soundtrack. They have their own playlists, and those playlists are instructive. What you listen to trains you. What's your soundtrack? Psalm 145 is a soundtrack. It's a travel guide for us as we walk along the way. It's a trail guide. Each step of the way, the scent is constant and the sounds are constant. I'd like you to look down in your Bible for a few examples. Take a look through this psalm and pay attention to just some of these expressions of praise. Take a look at Psalm 145. I will emphasize a few of these, and I am using the New King James Version of the Bible. There are slight differences in some of our translations, but pay attention. Verse 1, I will extol you, which is another word for praise. I will praise you, my God and King. The next line, I will bless your name forever and ever. Verse 2, every day I will bless you. This comes forth from us. The next line, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Verse 3, the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. There's no wiggle room. There's no way around this. Take a look at verse 4. One generation shall commend, or the word is praise, your works to another. What does one generation talk about to the next generation? God's works. They're going to praise and commend them. Look at the end of verse 4. And they shall also declare your mighty acts. Look at verse 6. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts. What do you talk about? They speak of the might of God's awesome acts. At the end of verse 6, and I will declare your greatness. Verse 7, they shall utter the memory of your great goodness. And then what will go from a solo, it will break forth into an entire choral arrangement. A choir will be involved, and they shall sing of your righteousness. Praise is not content being solo. It must involve others. Lift your voices. And yes, and as we walk through this psalm, there will be encouragement to sing. Matter of fact, we'll be singing the 145th psalm in a number of weeks. Lift your voices. It's not enough for you just to think about praising the Lord or exalting His majestic name. Speak about it. Verse 10, all of your works shall praise you. End of verse 10, and your saints shall bless you. What else shall they do? They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom. They will talk of your power. When's the last time you spoke of the Lord's power? Verse 12, to make known to the sons of men His mighty acts. It's incessant. There's no avoiding this praise of my God, O King. This is inhalation and exhalation. This is what's coming in, and this is what's going out. There is a constant display of this. So the question to begin with is this: do we have eyes to see this? Do we have ears to hear this? This praise is incessant. The majesty of the Lord, the wonder of His works, of His ways, His awesome acts, His tender mercies, His enduring kingdom, His near presence, and His righteous judgment. Everything is worthy of praise. I fear that perhaps we praise our own understanding a bit more than we should. We praise our own positions and preferences rather than being shaped by the praise of the Lord. By the way, it's the entire psalm. The title is the Tehillah of David. It's the praise of David from the title to the very last verse, verse 21. My mouth shall speak the Tehillah, the praise of the Lord. So from the title to the last verse, and that's the way it's supposed to be in our lives. From your naming to your last verse, we're to be instructed by this psalm. Is my life a sacrifice of praise? And by the way, there's something very healthy about praise. Something healthy about praise. Praise is focused elsewhere. Here, as with all biblical praise is focused on another, on the Lord, on what the Lord has done, the wondrous works of the Lord, the person of the Lord. Praise focuses in a direction and upon a topic that is not me. Praise focuses elsewhere. A direction other than you. Praise lifts our gaze and calibrates our values. Praise is not self-centered. Praise trains us to stop seeking all the attention. So verse 1 of the 145th Psalm, I will extol or praise you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. I am not God, and I am certainly not the King. And it is not my name that will endure forever and ever. This is not about me. And yet we are trained and shaped with biblical praise that this is something that I am to give. This is something that I am supposed to do. I ought to do. This is something you ought to do. When someone bumps into you and sloshes the fluid of your life about what comes out. Is it bitterness? Is it crankiness? Is it criticism of him or her or that? Or when someone bumps into you, is the slosh initially, "I will praise you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever." So what has the Lord done? What if we stopped right here and I said, everyone, what has the Lord done in your life? What praise would come forth? How has the Lord shown forth his mighty acts? I remember weeping when my children were born. I recall weeping with some of you when you beheld and received what the Lord was doing. Even when you didn't understand what was going on, you found your lips loosened in praise because the Lord has done all things well. One writer, W. Graham Scroggie, had this to say: when man thinks of his own greatness, God dwindles. But when he thinks of God's greatness, he dwindles. Praise is healthy. Verse 2, every day I will bless you and I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you. This verse takes us from every day to eternity. Every day I will bless you and I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day. Each day. Each day of the week, each day of my life. Can you say this? Every day I will bless you. And I will praise your name forever and ever. Whatever the day holds, no matter what happens, I will bless you and praise your name. This praise takes us from every day to eternity. So eternity, forever and ever, begins now. The praise of this day prepares us for eternity. It's no wonder that John Peter Lang and John Calvin both refer to the Talmud, that Jewish commentary on the law of God. They pointed to the Talmud and said, you know, the ancient Hebrews pointed out that the one who recites this praise three times a day with the whole heart shall unquestionably enjoy the blessings of the world to come. Because they knew that the shaping of this day is a preparation for the days to come. Forever and ever. That phrase is used at the end of verse 1. It's used at the end of verse 2. And it's used at the end of verse 21. Forever and ever. Do you get the point? Verse 2. Forever and ever. And at the end of this tehillah, at the end of this praise, verse 21, my mouth shall speak of the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. And in the middle of this psalm, there's a reference to our Lord's enduring kingdom. It shall go on forever and ever. You will not. I will not. So this starts today. Old Testament commentator Derek Kidner called this psalm a great outpouring of worship. He also called it an alphabet of praise. An alphabet of praise. You know why? You don't see this in English. Maybe some of your fancy study Bibles show this. But in Hebrew, this is an alphabetical psalm, and a psalm that's an acrostic. The first verse starts with the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, Aleph. The second verse begins with the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. And so that's the way it works, all the way through. By the way, there are a number of alphabetical psalms. There are 8 total. We can talk about that at some other time. But there's something curious about this. For anyone who's actually studied a titch of Hebrew, they'll know that there are 22 letters in the Hebrew Bible, in the Hebrew alphabet. 22 letters, and there are only 21 verses here. You know why? It's because some Hebrew manuscripts do not have a verse for the letter nun or n. We'd have the N sound. There's no verse for the N sound. However, some manuscripts have been found. Ancient manuscripts that actually have the nun verse in there. And some of your Bibles will actually have that put down at the bottom as a footnote or popped right in there between verses 13 and 14. And the noon verse says this, not noon as in noontime, middle of the day, but the Lord is faithful in all his words and holy in all his works. It's almost as if in the middle of this praise, again, we need to be recalibrated to the Lord's works and the Lord's words, the Lord's what he says and what he does. It's an alphabetical psalm. Now, some children in here are learning their alphabet. Some of you are learning an alphabet of another language. Some of you, I've heard down the hall, are actually saying things like alpha, beta, gamma, what's next? Delta, come on, I need some help here. Yeah, thank you. An alphabetical psalm. You know, that says, that shows that there's structure to this psalm. And what does that say? We shouldn't just look at that and go, oh, what a neat thing. There's structure to this psalm. What if that also pointed us to the way it should structure our lives? You can't spell a single word. You can't spell cat without the structure of letters. There's structure to this psalm. What if this was to be suggestive of the structure of our lives? It's interesting. In verses 1 and 2, 4 times it says, I will. This is what it sounds like. I will, I will, I will, and I will. It almost sounds like the beginning of a wedding. Will you, young man, take her? And will you, young lady, take him? And they say, I will. Then later on it becomes the I do's. And then the other pledges, 4 times. It actually says this. This is what it sounds like. I will extol you, my God and King. And it does say, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day, verse 2, I will bless you. And it says, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Will you? Will you? Will we? Do you remember? Do you realize that in 1 Corinthians 14, when the Apostle Paul speaks of an unbeliever entering the congregation, that non-believer would hear things like the Amen. He would hear the praises of the Lord, and that unbeliever would fall down and say, God is in that place. The Lord is there. What is it that would make an unbeliever walk in and to encounter you and to think, you know what, the Lord is there? It's because your focus is on the Lord. Verse 3, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. The Lord is both known and still being discovered. The Lord is both known and unknown. It's like a thirsty person at the base of a great falls or the Niagara Falls, thirsty and able to drink the fill, but then there's more coming. It's like someone on the beach searching for sand or someone at the ocean wanting salt. I recall when I was a young minister, actually Bible college days, long before I was a young minister, I was wondering, does one ever run out of material? I mean, when you've covered the book, you've covered the book. Oh. No. Because the Lord's greatness is unsearchable. It's both known and yet to be discovered. And so don't ever get to the point where you're thinking, you know what, we can shut the lights off on this one, on the praise of the Lord. No, there's more. John 17:3, this is eternal life, Jesus says, that they may know thee, the one true God and his only Son whom he has sent. Why is that called eternal life? Because it will take eternity to get to know the Lord, and we still will not know. This psalm never ceases to praise God's greatness, his works, his words, his kindness, his kingdom, his mercies, and his judgment. And from this psalm, we readily learn the line that our dear friend Pastor Volkov loves to use, God is good all the time. So let us conclude. What about our priorities? What about your priorities? What is it that is consuming your time, your attention? What is it that shapes you, that you are receiving, and then that comes out of your mouth? How much Google? How much God's Word? How much political debate over against the praise of the one true God? One hymn has us sing, tune my heart to sing thy grace, come thou fount. Question, how are we being attuned, aligned, calibrated? Political parties, platforms, policies, and presidents will come to an end. The King of all remains, and his name will be blessed forever and ever. 2020 has been a curious year. There, statement of the obvious. 2020 has been a curious year. May the Lord grant us 2020 clarity, vision, as we reflect upon 2020. Because not one of us has had it as we've been going through it. But may the Lord grant us 2020 vision as we reflect upon His hand and His work and His kingdom and His people. May the remainder of this year be one in which we learn to extol our God and King. Remember, this is our testimony. Not opinions about the latest scientific or social media flare-ups. This generation will declare to the next, what is it we are to declare? The 145th Psalm will contend against our absorption with trivialities. The 145th Psalm will contend against our consumption of vanities and frivolities. May we, by the Spirit of God, learn what it means to extol, praise our God and King, blessing His name forever and ever. Let us be shaped as a people of praise, for this honors our Lord, whose name we bear. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we praise You for Your kindness to us. We praise You for the presence of Your Holy Spirit, and we ask now that we not be conformed to the ways of this world, but that our minds be renewed by Your Word and Your ways, so that we will be able to present to You hearts of wisdom and live lives which are sacrifices of praise. Continue to shape us, and we thank You for this time and this privilege in the communion of Your people as we are being shaped. And we praise You through Jesus our Lord. And all of God's people said,